Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I am your host, April Ekwilen. I wanted to focus this week's episode on a topic that came up in the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. I had posted in there about wanting some ideas, wanting to know your questions, wanting to know what you would like to hear. And one of those things was about sharing your practice, coming out of the broom closet, so to speak. And I really wanted to focus this week's episode on that, especially because we are coming into a new moon in a few days. And what better way to share your gifts and share your journey and start something new than to do it on a new moon? So I wanted to kind of share my experiences and maybe hopefully help you, you know, figure out how you want to proceed, how you want to tell people about your practice and how you can be comfortable with that, and just living your true authentic self. When I fully just came out and said, yep, I'm a witch and you're just going to have to deal with it, was really back in 2019, end of 2018, but really fully 2019. And, you know, I even came out on this podcast about my practice and how I got there. But in the beginning, it wasn't that easy. And I felt like I had to keep things, you know, hush hush or just really low key because I didn't know how people would take me. And, you know, like I had mentioned, you know, I started with crystals. So everything was crystals. And that's how I started, you know, getting into my practice and figuring things out. And of course, you know, people would share with me, you know, anything that had to do with crystals, any like meme or any articles or anything they saw that had to do with crystals. And that was great. You know, I felt supported. And I had, you know, a few people that were like, you know, oh, they're just rocks. You know, what can they do? And having to explain, you know, that they have, you know, energy and vibrations to them and that this is what they can help with. Did it get exhausting, you know, trying to explain to people everything? Sure. Of course it did. But I wanted to explain to people. I wanted them to understand. And as things started to evolve and I started getting more and more into a practice and incorporating, you know, herbs and tarot cards and such, I would kind of low key, you know, put it out there, maybe in a Facebook post or an Instagram post. And, you know, some people would like it or ask questions about it, but some people would just, you know, kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, well, what is she doing now? What kind of popular bandwagon is she on now? And it didn't really bother me much. I do have to say that there are some, you know, some people I wouldn't talk about it with, you know, a lot, just because I knew we weren't on the same page. And then there was other people that I found that I could just be completely myself and talk openly about things. And when I started getting more and more into my craft, more and more into, you know, researching certain things, doing actual workings, and starting to really not hide anything anymore, was when I kind of got the feel for people and how they saw me. I remember there was a time I was at one of my son's regattas, and because he was in crew. So if you've ever been to a regatta, just a side note here, there, you know, you see the boat go by and, you know, that's it. It's like kind of like over with in like 2 minutes. And then, you know, you're sitting around the rest of the day, you know, trying to entertain yourself in between races. If your child has another race, or if you just have to wait for the team to be done for the day. So it was one of those days where racing was done, but we couldn't leave until everything was over. So I was sitting in a chair reading a book, and I was reading my absolute favorite tarot book, Kitchen Table Tarot by Melissa Sanova. And I was just sitting there minding my own business, and somebody came up and asked me what I was reading. And I just showed him the book. And I, of course, got met with the question of, well, you don't really believe that stuff, do you? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I use tarot cards, so I believe in it. And I was then given this little, you know, mini lecture of how the only book I needed to read was the Bible. And I was like, okay, well, cool. That's, you know, that's cool for you, but, you know, not my thing, not my jam, but thank you. And, you know, I'll look into that, kind of just, you know, let me read in peace and go from there. And it got me thinking about how, you know, how people looked at me, how they saw me. And it was kind of like at that moment where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start sharing who I am, what I do. And if people don't like it, that's on them, not on me. And so I would start sharing little tidbits. Whether it be a post on Facebook or in general conversation, you know, if people asked me a question, I would answer them. I wouldn't just brush it off. And I noticed that as I continued to talk and as I continued to just be more open about things, so much more opened up for me. And I still at times, you know, had in the back of my head, you know, oh, you know, people are going to think I'm nuts. I mean, I even asked my husband once, you know, I said, I'm like, you know, hon, do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm nuts? Do you think I'm silly? Do you think this is like all just some fad or make believe? And he's like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, this is who you are. This is what you're meant to do. And, you know, now he's my biggest cheerleader. And he's always, you know, explaining to people. Cause of course, you know, when he's talking with people and, you know, they say, oh, you know, what does your wife do? And he's like, oh, she owns a metaphysical shop. And, you know, sometimes when you say metaphysical shop to people, they kind of give you this like weird look, like confused look. And so I'm just like, it's a witch shop. So that's what he says. He's like, oh yeah, she owns a witch shop. And sometimes everybody's like, oh, that's really cool. And then sometimes you get, well, aren't you worried? Aren't you worried about that? It's like, well, what is there to worry about? Well, that she's going to bring home something, that she's going to, you know, invite some evil in, and it's, you know, it's the devil, and it's not right. And he even now will explain to people, you know, what it's all about and what I do and how I'm just, you know, how I'm in tune to things and how I practice, and just to get them to understand. And that's basically what I then started to do, you know, back when I was still kind of keeping things, you know, a little hush hush. So with all that being said, you know, I still came across things that, and people and ways of thinking that just didn't mesh. And at first it bugged me, you know, it really did. It bugged me. It made me feel bad because, you know, I want people to like me. I don't want people to think, you know, weird things about me. I don't want them to think, you know, that I'm evil or bad. And so I did struggle with it a little bit, but then I kind of had that moment, that aha moment of, you know what? I am not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I'm just not, regardless of if, you know, they know that I'm a practicing witch or they don't. I am not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and I have to be okay with that. And kind of from that moment on, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just gonna tell people as it is. So I did get, you know, the people who, you know, think I'm just cosplaying, you know, Harry Potter, and, you know, that I'm just in some, you know, fandom for, you know, for that. And you know what, if they want to think that, that's fine. Let them think it. I don't care. You know, do I like it? Yeah, of course I do. I'm a Slytherin, FYI. So, but that's not what I'm all about. And I think, you know, when people come across and they kind of like, you know, give me the side eye when they find out, you know, the shop that I own and that I do call myself a witch and that I am, you know, I do practice, that they just, you know, they think that it's everything they've seen on TV or in a movie, or, you know, that it's just make-believe and it's some fad. And getting over that and just kind of letting people know what your truth is, it's hard. It's hard with anything, with any kind of, you know, giving your authentic self to somebody and them not understanding it. It's hard. But the biggest thing that you have to remember, and the thing that I had to remember, was, you know, this is me. This is who I am. And I'm not doing this for anybody else but myself. Once I realized that, once I really just embraced that, then it just flows out of my mouth. I talk about it all the time. I don't care what people think. They can think whatever they want, you know, with me. They can think of me as weird for having, you know, green in my hair now and, you know, my nose pierced and my tattoos and stuff. It's just, everybody has their own opinions, whether, you know, we like it or not. And people are going to like you. They're going to like the decisions that you do, the practices that you do, or they're not. And what I've noticed is that the people who I have come across that have had, you know, an issue with it are the ones that don't really understand everything. They just immediately think that, oh, everything is evil. It's evil. It's like, no, if you really sit back and think about it, you know, I'm connected to nature. I'm connected to the cycles of the moon. I am connected to the energy of things around me. How is that evil? But I guess some people think it is. So I just keep doing my thing. And, you know, I have to, you know, shut down the haters, so to speak, or the people who just don't understand much. I've had to even do it in my own, you know, in my own shop, not actually in the shop. I had to educate some people when they come in, when they ask me some questions, especially when it's dealing with the pentagram or the pentacle. But I've had to do it in like a Facebook group where in my community where they allow you to advertise, like they allow small businesses to advertise every now and again, like usually like around like holidays or, you know, whatnot. And they allow us to just write a post and share our business. And I did. I had done it a couple of times, especially when I first opened, and I didn't have any issues. Everybody was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm so glad we have this, you know, on our side of town. And then one day I decided to go ahead and put an ad, you know, make a post, do a little ad for myself. And mostly it was all positive. It was a lot of like my customers that I've already had that are just like, I love your space. It is awesome. You know, the vibe there is so cool and so welcoming. And then you had the couple of, you know, the couple of trolls that just are like, oh, that's demonic. That's the devil. You don't know what you're getting into. And, you know, of course, with the post, I posted, you know, pictures of the shop, and I had an altar tile that was hanging on the wall for sale, and it was a pentacle. And somebody had mentioned about, you know, oh, I can tell by the symbol, you know, that you have hanging there, just what kind of shop you are and what kind of person you are. And I'm just like, oh, you don't know me from anybody. But go ahead. You know, you have already formulated your opinion. So I am not going to change your mind, and I am not going to sit here and, you know, go back and forth. I replied to everybody. I educated them, you know, basically said, you know, thank you so much. And, you know, you go ahead and have a great day. Ultimately, their stuff got, you know, deleted, but it was, you know, dealing with that and dealing with that kind of, you know, way of thinking that people have, it really gets you thinking, and it really gets you thinking, you know, about a lot of stuff, but it gets you thinking about, you know, how things were, you know, years and years and years and years ago when, you know, they would jail and kill witches or people who they, you know, suspected of witchcraft, and how it's just that one, you know, belief, that one thing, and it kind of causes like a domino effect. And, you know, it can get to you, and I can definitely see why a lot of people like to keep their practice hush hush. But I decided that I was no longer going to do that. And, you know, like I said, I kind of, you know, pretty much came out of the broom closet myself, you know, back on this podcast back in 2019. And then it was like from there, it just grew. And I was like, I'm not going to quiet myself anymore. You know, you walk into my house, you're going to see my herb cabinet. You're going to see my cabinet full of, you know, crystals and little odds and ends, my tarot decks, my oracle decks. You're going to see my set of crystal singing bowls that I have. Every part of my house has something in it that goes along with my practice. And I don't hide it. I don't hide it for people who are, you know, first time visitors to the house. I don't, you know, make it look like, oh no, this is just, you know, a coffee table or an end table. No, if it's got some statues on it and some candles burning, guess what? That's my altar. You like it? I'll tell you about it. You know, so I'm not afraid to tell people anymore. And, you know, neither is my husband. Like I said, you know, he calls me a witch all the time, and not very many husbands can call their wives that and get away with it. So it's just, it's who I am. It's what I do, and it's who I am. And if people don't like it, then that's on them, not me. You know, it's where I'm at in my life, and I am creating the path that I want. I am not asking people to believe in everything that I believe in, just like I would expect other people not to expect that from me. So I just go with it. I am who I am. It took me a long time. It really did. It took me a long time to speak my truth. My throat chakra was closed for a long time. And now I'm just like, fuck it. I mean, this is who I am. If you don't like it, that's fine. But this is who I am, and I'm not going to change. And I don't water myself down for people when I'm around them. I don't. And, you know, has it caused some, you know, some issues with people that I know? Sure. Of course it has. Do some people not, you know, have much contact with me anymore? Of course. Yeah. That's usually what happens when you're growing and you're moving forward. People don't agree with the path that you're on. They, you know, see themselves out, and you have to be okay with it. I had to be okay with it. And being able to share my practice, not only just, you know, just generally talking with people, or, you know, if it comes up in conversation, but being at the shop and being able to be that safe space, be that place where people who do have to remain, you know, quiet about what they do, they can come in and they can talk to somebody that understands, and they don't have to hide anything. And you'd be amazed how many people come in and I hear, oh, I want to get this, but I can't because of, you know, my parents, or I can't because of my spouse, or, you know, I have to hide this when my, you know, when my family comes over to visit. And there's all sorts of ways that you can still practice and keep it very, very low key, where, you know, a regular person would come in and not really think twice about it. But, you know, finding little ways that you can just kind of ease your way out there so you can speak your truth authentically is very freeing. It is very, very freeing. So I would, my suggestion to those of you who maybe are questioning, do I share this about myself? Do I come out of the broom closet? You know, first off, that's going to be something that you are going to have to decide. Obviously, take a look at your situation and what's going on, because you want to make sure that you at least have some people around you who support you. Because when we don't have that support, it can, you know, it can feel a little lonely. And, you know, we want to make sure that we have that support. We have those people that we can go to that we feel safe with. But I would really recommend, you know, working on speaking your truth. Find ways that you can speak your truth, and knowing that you have to be okay with the people who are going to disagree, with the people who are going to kind of look at you kind of with a side eye. And you have to be okay with it. You have to be okay with them just not understanding. And, you know, my biggest thing is educating people, telling them exactly what I do. Now, obviously, if they don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it. And I am not even going to try. But if you have people who ask you questions, you know, genuine questions, answer them. Tell them. Tell them about your practice. Tell them what you do. And I even like to, you know, mention to people, I'll say, so when you celebrate a birthday, you put candles on your birthday cake, you light those candles, and what do? We make a wish, and we blow it out. Guess what? You just did a spell. You set an intention, and your breath, by blowing out those candles, is setting it into motion. When we were little, and, you know, we lost a tooth and the tooth fairy came, that was giving something to an entity to get something in return. Whenever you just saying a general prayer, your words are spells. Whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it a spell, a prayer, a manifestation, it is something that you are putting out there and you want to receive something from it. So when people come at me and, you know, they say, you know, off the wall stuff or look at me sideways, you know, I remind them, you know, you do this stuff. You do it. When you're creating a vision board, you're manifesting. You are putting your intent out there. When you're, you know, wanting, I don't know, you're wishing somebody, you know, good luck. You know, you're wishing something for somebody. You're putting that intention out there. You're speaking those words. They're little mini spells, little manifestations. And when you look at it like that, sometimes you can get people to go, oh, okay, you're still not going to change the minds of some people who are just, you know, dead set in their ways. But it's a different way of looking at it when you're explaining your craft and you're explaining your practice to people, of using just everyday things that you know that they do. You know, my favorite one is, you know, when you have somebody who has like a good luck charm, or people who, like, for like sporting events, you know, they wear their same jersey every time, or they wear the same pair of socks, you know, they don't wash them because it's, you know, it's bad luck. Those are all little workings. They may not think of it that way, but they are. So I like to educate people like that, in that way, and give them those like real world examples, rather than sit there and talk to them and be like, oh yeah, well, I take these herbs and I grind them up and I mix them with oils and resins, and, you know, I put them in a bag, or I add a charm to it. I try not to get that deep into it unless somebody really, you know, asks me about it. And I like to explain things in a real world sense, and stuff that you know that they have done, so you know that they can understand it, and then just go from there. And once you start doing this, once you start really speaking your truth, allowing yourself to just be open with your practice, you'll be amazed at how freeing it actually is. It's just freeing. It's so hard for me to explain. It just takes this weight off of your shoulders that you don't have to hide anymore. And, you know, I like to, you know, goof around with some people and just be like, Hey, Oh yeah. You don't believe in this stuff. Okay. Well then give me a piece of your hair. I've never seen people back up from me so fast. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of comical, but that's usually my little go-to thing of, oh yeah, well, if you don't really believe in it, well, let me grab a piece of your hair for a second here. Let me just use that. And of course I get the, oh, what are you going to use that for? You'll see. But seriously, no, just really go ahead and try to see how you can work on speaking your truth. Try to start small. You can start small and just go out there and maybe start with like some Facebook posts, or somebody's talking about something and you drop a little tidbit into the conversation. It's very interesting that when you do that, when you do just things like little subtle things, people will ask questions. They are curious. They're just afraid to show that they're curious. And education is the best way to, you know, to ease anybody's fears, ease anybody's misconceptions. So hopefully you can take away a little bit from this, a little bit from my experiences of what you can do, and just see how it goes. Try little things, whether it be you're actually speaking them, you know, to people, or keeping some of your stuff out around your house instead of keeping it hidden, or, you know, in a box under your bed. Keep it out. Let people who come by look at it. If they ask questions, answer them. Simple. And go from there. Just one thing to keep in mind is when you do start sharing stuff, just with any journey, any new journey that you're on, any time you are bettering yourself and you are putting yourself out there, you're going to have the people that fall off, and you have to be okay with that. Once you're there, you're golden. You're golden. And you can continue on your path. And if those people come around, awesome. If they don't, then you know what? They were part of your journey, your previous journey. They don't have to be part of your upcoming journey. So just remember that. With all of this talk about, you know, coming out of the broom closet, speaking our authentic truth and everything, we have a new moon coming up on Wednesday. And I think this is a great time to plant those seeds. Allow yourself to focus on maybe how you want to go about this. How do you want to present yourself and your practice to others and, you know, make it be known that, you know, you're a witch, you're a you practice. Take this time to, you know, write some things down. If you keep a journal, write it down in there. If you want to just put it on a piece of paper and fold it up and keep it on your altar, do that. But the new moon is a great time for planting new seeds, allowing new sparks of creativity to come forth. So I would highly recommend that you take some time and maybe look at how you can share your authentic self and plant those seeds so you can continue to grow on this path of sharing who indeed you really are. This is a great time for new chapters in our lives. New moons are a great time for new chapters. So see where it goes. See where it takes you. And again, if you want to write something down and burn it afterwards, we all know that I love burning stuff. So go ahead and do that. If you want to keep it on your altar, keep it on your altar. Keep it with you, like keep it in your wallet. Put it in a bag with some crystals that match your intentions and work with it. Work with it through this next moon cycle. You know, work with it all the way until the next new moon. See what happens. Take notice of what happens and go from there. This week's tarot card of the week is actually very, very fitting with the new moon because it is the Ace of Pentacles. So aces are all about those new beginnings, those new opportunities. And the Ace of Pentacles is the card that is basically telling you that you have this unlimited potential for unlimited success. You are just ready. This is like the positive card when it comes to wanting to start, you know, start new things. You just need to figure out how you're going to make the most of it. You have these opportunities that are coming your way. So if you want to look at this as, you know, how can I share my craft? How can I come out of the broom closet? Well, guess what? You have unlimited potential. You have all of these possibilities that are going to show themselves to you. And you just have to figure out how you're going to make it work, how you're going to make the most of it. So sit with this card this week, especially on Wednesday for the new moon. See how it resonates with you. And if you need to reach out, you know, about how do I do this? How do I, you know, how do I share my craft? How do I let people know that this is who I really am? Reach out to me, message me. You guys know where to find me. Very, very easy. And I want you to, you know, pay attention to how it feels. How does it feel when you start being your true authentic self? How does it feel on the new moon with whatever ritual you are doing, whether you, like I said, are writing down on a piece of paper? Bay leaves, again, come in handy on the new moon as well. Bay leaves are great for anything, by the way, but especially, you know, for writing on and burning. Again, burning. You can use those if you want to create a little jar for yourself, a little spell jar. You can do that. Either write your intentions on paper or bay leaf or whatnot. Stick it in a little jar. A mason jar works fine if you don't have any of like the little corked glass jars. If you have some crystals that you can add to it or any other items that you see fit that allow you to speak your truth, that correspond with you speaking your truth, add those in there. Add them in or just add them to your altar. Great place to start for this new moon. Placing stuff there and then working with it. Allow yourself to work with it. You need to put in the work. As with everything, you need to put in the work. see where it goes. I'm excited for you. And please reach out if you have any questions, need some resources, and I would love to hear your stories. I would love to hear how you decided to come out of the broom closet and share your truth. All right, guys, it has been a pleasure. I look forward to chatting next week. And I look forward to hearing about your experiences with how you're going to share your practice and share yourselves with others. This podcast is a production of Girls Girls Media. Music today is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Again, check out the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. We're all hanging out in there, and it's a great way to connect with an amazing group of women who will support you and be there for you and cheer you on. Make sure to check out our other podcasts in the Girls Girls Media multiverse. Add a Girl, Her Royal Highness, Stock Daddy, Family Road Trip Trivia, and the flagship Girls Girls podcast. It has been a pleasure bringing you my Out of the Broom Closet story this week. I look forward to sharing more with you in the weeks to come. I am going to be looking at that list, that the ideas and questions that everybody asked, and making them into future episodes. So I am excited. Allow yourself to be your true self this week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.